I listen to 2ARM 92.1 FM in the car and at work for great tunes and community news.
Hello, I'm Herb and welcome to Bluegrass Radio, your hour of bluegrass. You're listening to 2ARM 92.1 FM, your local community radio station, and in great tunes to the fabric of Armidale and our local New England. So thanks to those listening in on their wireless or online on 2ARM.net.au. Welcome to another show. Now, we've got a couple of very special guests here tonight. We've got Yvonne and Harry. Both have come in to talk about the Studio Folk Club, who has its home at the Boo Books bookshop in Armidale. Now, Boo Books bookshop, it's a mouthful, is located in the central Beardy Mall in the old Commonwealth Bank building, adjacent to our Reconciliation water fountain. So, Yvonne, I'll start with you. Tell me a little about yourself. How long have you lived in Armidale? And where were you prior to Armidale?
Well, for almost 12 years, I came here from the Gold Coast, and I lived on the Gold Coast for some 30 years. And Armidale is really the centre of New South Wales, but that's my personal opinion.
So what's your connection with Boo Books, and what type of shop is Boo Books?
So Boo Books is a second-hand bookshop and new books, so I've got both, mainly second-hand books. We've got about 60,000 titles, so a bit picked there from fiction to non-fiction, and about 2,000 children's books, so a very large selection for you.
Did you say how long you've been running the bookshop?
5 years this April.
5 years this April. That's a big commitment. And what's your connection with the Studio Folk Club?
Well, before really the Studio Folk Club came to me and sort of asked could they have their headquarters at Boo Books, we'd already started having some musicians coming in maybe once a month. Music, literature, books, art, all combines, really. So when I was asked could Studio Folk Club have their headquarters at Boo Books, I was really very honoured, because the Studio Folk Club has been around for quite a while and has had some fantastic musicians.
And how long's that relationship been with Boo Books and Studio Folk Club?
Happened during COVID. You know, everything fell apart during COVID. So even the number of musicians that would come to Boo Books before that, and then nothing happened because you'd organise something and then you'd have to cancel. About 2.5-3 years ago, we started talking about this.
Oh, great. So we might switch over to Harry. Harry, tell me about yourself, a little about yourself. How long you lived in Armidale? Where'd you come from before Armidale?
Well, Herb, we've been in Armidale now for 6 years. We came from Canberra. I've been in the Army for 36 years and I was medically discharged, broken mind and broken body, in 2015. And, we moved up here in 6 years ago. In the last 2 years, I've reinvented myself as a singer-songwriter.
So that sounds pretty good. During COVID, maybe?
During COVID, I started writing, and then I practiced a lot and learned to play and sing. And it's a bit like patting your head and rubbing your stomach at the same time, trying to coordinate the voice and the instrument at the same time.
So what's your connection with Studio Folk Club?
I'm on the committee. I chair some of the meetings and I'm taking on the duties of the treasurer. I started with the Studio Folk Club about 3 years ago, I think it was.
So my understanding with the Studio Folk Club, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you have monthly old-time jams at the Boo Books bookshop, an evening jam, and then you invite travelling musicians to come in and local musicians every so often as an event.
Yeah, that's right, Herb. Every third Thursday of each month, we have an all-time music jam, and that is run by Sujata Allen. She's a member of the Studio Folk Club. And then we try to at least once a month or once every 2 months have a featured artist, interstate, local, and even international artists.
Right, that sounds great. So what we might do, I know that you've bought Merlin. Now tell me what's your Merlin?
Well, the Merlin is Seagull Merlin by Seagull Guitars from Canada. It is a fretted dulcimer that you can actually strum, whereas a normal dulcimer sits on your lap You can pick it, but this one, you play it like a guitar. That's the difference.
So it looks like to me like obviously a stringed instrument, a smallish guitar, but then the soundboard is quite narrow and thin. I suppose it's the nature of the dulcimer.
Well, as far as I can tell, dulcimers are quite boxy. Yes, you're right that the sound body is quite thin, but it still has a surprising amount of sound that it generates.
So we've also got Ali on cello. So what we might do is switch to sponsors and then let you get set up. And the first song you're going to do is Stranger Within. Now tell me, where does Stranger Within come from, and did you write it? And some bit of a background about Stranger Within.
Yes, I wrote it a few weeks ago, and it is about that little voice in the back of your head that tells you that you're not good enough, that you're going to fail. So that's what that is about, and trying to overcome that little voice.
Okay, well, we'll just go to our sponsors and we'll set up, and we'll be right back with Harry on the Merlin and Ali on the cello, bringing you Stranger Within.
I listen to 2ARM 92.1 FM in the car and at work for great tunes and community news.
Stranger Within.
me skis. My confidence is undermined. My optimism is ill-timed. The ground shifts beneath my feet. I fall again.
Listen to 2ARM 92.1 FM in the car and at work for great tunes and community news.
Stranger Within, that was Harry on the dulcimer. So we're back in, and here's Yvonne. Tell me, what's your view for the direction of the Studio Folk Club and Boo Books? Where would you like to see it go?
I would very much like to sort of see Boo Books and Studio Folk Club become like a centre for musicians, to meet other musicians, to get to know other musicians, because there are so many fantastic musicians around, and I'm personally always in awe when I hear people play a musical instrument or write their own songs. So I would like Boo Books and the Studio Folk Club to become a place where musicians know they will meet up with other musicians, either in a jam session or during a songwriting session, and hopefully it'll be somewhere where connections are made and new music comes from. Really incredibly exciting if you like music, and if you're like me, who cannot play a single instrument, cannot write a single song, and sort of see this kind of creativity all come together. It's awesome. So even people who don't make music, come and watch musicians jam, write music, have a go at connecting and coming with new ideas.
Well, I think the world's your oyster in terms of getting people to come along. And I host the Armidale Jam Circle, which is the third Saturday of the month. And the thing I promote, it's not about how well you play or sing, just come along and join in. So I might just throw to Harry. Now, tell me, Harry, your future aspirations for Studio Folk Club. Now that you're on the committee, the treasurer, what's your future aspirations? And you did mention Narara Group.
The Narara Corporation. That's doesn't have too much to do with me, except that I spoke with Yvonne about 2 years ago about the possibility of having the Aboriginal Narara Corporation move into the upstairs area of Boo Books, because it was an area that was empty. And Yvonne readily agreed, and now primarily the Anawan in Armidale occupy that space upstairs.
And what do they do? Is it a music?
So they have primarily started with the language and promoting the language, learning the language, getting a dictionary together, but also dance, because a lot of us dance, making music, and blending in our indigenous musicians, indigenous music, indigenous dance, and what we do ourselves. So it's art-wise, music-wise, it's really exciting.
Well, it seems to me, from what you've described, it's more like the nucleus or the start of a cultural hub in Armidale. So if I think about, it's in the centre of town. It's in a very old historic building, the Commonwealth building. It's also next to our Reconciliation Fountain. You've got books, you've got music, you've got Aboriginal culture, the Anawan Aboriginal culture happening upstairs. You've got visiting musicians. So there's a lot going on that would...
I love how you call us a cultural hub, because that is very much my vision of making it a cultural hub. And yes, we're in the centre of town, Armidale. It's the centre of New South Wales. What else can I say? We have a cafe, so, you know, it's a way of slowly coming in. We have a beautiful baby grand piano. So if you're a piano player and you just want to play piano, please come into Bull Books and come and see one of us. It's a beautiful baby grand that just came in 2 weeks ago.
So I'll just go back to the Boo Books. So when I went the previous event, it was quite small, but I went in the other day because Harry told me that space had been made and the baby grand was in there, and I was surprised how much more space. You've pushed some bookshelves back and...
Maybe because of my Dutch background, you know, everything is really tiny. You've got to put everything in a very tiny space. So even though it's a very large space, and then we sort of think, well, you know, we can just move all around, it's better use of space. So no, there are no fewer books. I've still got my 60,000 books, and it's just moving some furniture around, moving around a cafe, and watch this space as the next step, what's going to be happening with our cafe. We're going to be opening until later in the evenings.
Well, the interesting thing, there's two things that you've touched on. We talked about cultural centre or the hub of music. Now, quite a few years ago, probably might have been before your time here in Armidale, there was a project called the Central Precinct Project. Some very, very passionate councillors tried to put this forward to create an entertainment centre in the centre of Armidale. It was going to be up on... car park in Cinders Lane, like the Port Macquarie Glasshouse. But unfortunately, it all fell over and council went into administration. But I've always felt that that's what's needed to get to re-establish Armidale, to get life back into the mall, because the mall is pretty dead at most times. Except the market times.
You are so correct, Herb. And I think one of the things that the current council, and I'm very, very hopeful with the current council, is that previously we came up with really grandiose, huge ideas. The view now is to start with small things, and from small things, you know, bigger things grow. Isn't that a song?
It's a song, yes.
Isn't that a song?
If I knew the words, I'd sing it to you. But the other thing is, piano is quite interesting to me, because I had an idea a few years ago as well, is that if we had a piano in the mall that maybe was on wheels and painted up like other places have done. I don't know if you've been down to Newcastle and some of the redevelopment areas in Newcastle. There's a piano that anybody can play, and it's wheeled out from a shop that it's sitting in overnight. It's wheeled out and it's just there. So anybody that can actually would like to learn to play, and it's across the world. This is a movement, I suppose, with street art and street music. So this thing is just there, and people come along and they play if they can, and it's put away at night so it's safe, and it comes out. So you bringing a piano into Boo Books, we'll be able to hear the tinkle of ivories through the mall.
And I really feel that it will inspire council, because they are far more proactive. Because I did hear something in the background of doing just something like that. Mm. So who knows? We may have a piano at Boo Books and a piano somewhere in the mall.
Maybe somebody's pinched my idea. So what we might do is we might play another tune, if that's all right, Harry. And this one is Sorry I Couldn't Stick Around. Now, this one's actually, I heard it at the last performance I went to at Boo Books, and it really struck a chord with me, and I'll talk to you off air about that. But I'll let you talk about it.
Sorry I couldn't stick around. It is, in simple terms, it is about suicide in the army. No two ways about that. It is a story about a number of my mates who've fallen by the wayside in that manner. It is not a true story per se. It's an amalgamation of all the stories from my own experience. And, of course, to put it into one song, to use a bit of artistic license. But, yes, it can be quite an emotional song. I often get quite teary when I perform it.
Yes, well, I was, and me and my mate, when we were down at Boo Box, were quite struck with that song. So I'll invite Ali to come back in and we'll have that Sorry I Couldn't Stick Around.
I listen to 2ARM, 92.1 FM, in the car and at work, for great tunes and community news.
Sorry I Couldn't Stick Around. He was the life of the party. He would sing and play the guitar. No hill was too high for him. No horizon too far. I remember as kids we had such a good time. Yes, he was a mate of mine. He joined the army at 19. That was the happiest that he'd ever been. And he said,
sorry I couldn't stick around. I'm off to a soldier's life. Be part of something that's bigger than me. I'm Papuka bound.
In the battalions, he aced every test. Soon he was known as one of the best. Then they sent him off to a foreign land to fight in someone else's war in the sand. And he said,
sorry I couldn't stick around. Got a job to do, I'm duty bound. Our unit is ready, we are brave and strong. 6 months in theatre is not that long.
Another and another. Tried calling him a dozen times or more. Then I didn't bother. But then I heard that he'd paid off and gone bush to be by himself, away from the rush. And he said,
sorry I couldn't stick around, but my service has smashed me to the ground. I need some quiet, I need some time to deal with the horrors inhabiting my mind.
I found him at the foot of a big gum tree one beautiful day. Going for a walk, they'd said, and just lost his way. But I reckon he had just had enough, 'cause when he came to the bush, he knew his stuff. I remember We had such a good time. Yes, he was a mate of mine. Then a letter arrived one day from a solicitor. There was a will, it said, and a guitar. With that guitar, I found a note. It's the last thing my mate wrote. And the note read, stick around.
I listen to 2ARM 92.1 FM in the car and at work for great tunes and community news.
And you're back with me, Herb, at Bluegrass Radio. You're listening to 2ARM 92.1 FM, your local community radio station, adding great tunes to the fabric of Armidale and our local New England. Now, we've been talking to Yvonne and Harry from both the Boo Books bookshop in Armidale and the Studio Folk Club. And that last tune was an Harry original called Sorry I Couldn't Stick Around, which was a fantastic, it still gives me chills, and that's the second time I've heard it. And I think the cello, Ali, has done that a good service to that song, so it's very good, Ali. This is probably a question on the spot. We did speak about it a little bit. What role can 2ARM have with Studio Folk Club and Boo Books?
As we had a bit of a chat about this, we are supposed to be more in contact with each other, social media and goodness knows what. But the thing that I found in the last 5 years is that everyone has their own preferred way of communicating or finding out about what's happening in Armidale, what's going on. And, you know, from so Facebook and Instagram, and I send out a newsletter, but a local radio station is a really good way for those people who do not want to do anything to do with computers.
Yes, we're going to add to that, Yvonne, Herb. What I see is 2ARM promoting, doing more promotion of local musicians, and I'm hoping that we can work together to introduce more local musicians, because what I've found in the few years that I've been here is that Armidale has a fantastic music scene. There are so many talented musicians here that they need exposure, they need recognition, and I'm hoping that combination of Boo Books, 2ARM and Studio Folk Club, perhaps we can help promote these artists, the aspiring artists, the young artists, and even the more established artists.
Look, I think the three amigos can get together. What I was thinking on the lines, it sort of fits very well for what I do. So one thing about community radio is it's meant to actually reflect local community stories of interest, And obviously, being a radio station, it's promoting local musicians. So that's in our core business and why we're licensed as a community radio station. The other thing is that I've always had the intent of my show of getting local musos in, and I've done a number of interviews with local musicians and had them in just like you're in tonight. Also telephone interviews with musicians elsewhere, particularly in the genre of bluegrass, but I'm not limited to bluegrass. So I think the relationship could be very strong as we build it over the years. A regular spot, so what I'm saying to you, there's a regular opportunity. We'll just have a local content in the Bluegrass Hour. But that's an open invitation to you to take up.
Thank you, Herb. That sounds fantastic. It's what we're looking for, and we're hoping to just expand the music scene. Yvonne is such an enthusiastic supporter of the Studio Folk Club in particular and local music in general. And I'd like to just send out a shout-out to all the Studio Folk Club supporters out there. We operate at the moment on a budget of $0, and we're hoping to improve on that so that we can improve the events and the music that we bring to the community.
Herb, as Harry was just sort of saying, they're operating on $0. The one thing I have found in community is when you come up with an idea, the number of people will come out of the woodwork and help you with something, from giving you an excellent special price to print flyers or to print posters. It something about music, books, brings people together, and people really want to be part of it. We're going to do really well.
What we might do is talk about upcoming events. Now, there is something that's coming up at Boo Books. You might explain what that is.
Okay, on the 10th of March, Sunday, 6 p.m., we have a visiting featured artist, an international artist duo, one from Canada, one from Australia, called Shark and Fox. And they're sort of quite an interesting mix of jazzy, folk, Eastern European type of music and using some esoteric kind of instruments such as a viol, which is an early form of a violin, and some other instruments which I do not know about, but what I've heard of them, they sound fantastic, and it'd be fantastic to see the community come out and join in on this event. Because, as I said earlier, we operate on a zero budget, and we rely on door ticket sales to actually pay the visiting artists.
Let's get into that part. That's the important part. So I've just got two tickets, one for me and my mate.
Good on you, Herb.
And they were $20 each. Doors open at 6 p.m., and I hear that there's a little blackboard opportunity for those that are game enough to stand up the front.
That's right, Herb. We usually have, when we have a visiting or featured artist, we usually have a blackboard or open mic session before the main event. And that usually goes for about an hour to hour and a half, depending on how many brave individuals there are. 6:30 until about 7:45 to 8 o'clock, depending on how many people. Then followed by the featured artists.
And will there be refreshments available, coffee, tea?
There will be refreshments available. There will not be anything alcoholic yet. That's all in the pipeline.
Well, I think that was another question I was going to ask, whether Boo Books was a BYO, because I was thinking, well, I could split a small bottle of red with my friend while we listened. Not yet.
Not yet. Just watch this space.
Nice. Well, we might actually cello us in again and play another tune. Now, this one is country.
Yes, it's. I hope that eventually it'll be a collaboration between my good mate Callum Clayton Dixon, who's an Anawan, and I hope to have some Anawan language lyrics mixed in to the song. So the country is about coming together, whether you're Aboriginal, whether you're white European, and looking after this land. Country.
There is a belief that once we occupy a land, plant a flag on its shore or claim First Nation status, that the country now belongs to us. But just like our Aboriginal brothers and sisters, we are but temporary custodians. And when we are gone, and when our great works finally crumble and turn to dust, the land, the country, will still be here. The country will endure.
That was great. Thanks very much, Harry and Ali.
I'd just like to say that when Ali and I play together, we've decided to call ourselves Harley.
Oh, okay. Well, that fits quite nicely. So thanks again for the you three coming in, for Ali and Harry and Yvonne.
Thanks for having us, Herb.
And I hope you take up my offer of Thursday nights. It doesn't have to be every week, but if you've got something coming up and you want to promote it through our station and talk about community music at the central hub of Boo Books,
for sure,
come on in.
So on this Saturday night, we are having a get-together because to celebrate Pride, and it will be an open mic. So if you're game to come and sing, if not, you can do a bit of karaoke. Who knows, you know? Use your vocal cords or the piano or your own musical instrument. So that's this Saturday evening.
I'm always up for an a cappella. All right, so on that note, I'll say goodnight. And even if your partner steals your dog or runs off with your best mate, you'll always have bluegrass. Good night.